Thank you. Thank you. Brother Jack McDuff laid down that groove in 1973 on the Cadet label for one called The City Bump. This featured P.B. Ellis on flute, Jimmy Ponder on guitar, and Grady Tate on the drums. Right before that, Maynard Ferguson from a 1974 recording that gave us Laura Nero's piece Stony End, and also one from Ian Anderson and Jethro Tull called Living in the Past. And we opened up with one from Wynton Marsalis and one of his early albums, one of the early Grammy winners, a Grammy Award winner for Best Jazz Instrumental Soloist back in 1984, the 1983 recording, Think of One, and that cut that we heard to open the set called The Bell Ringer. Here on Jazz, Blues, and More on the Beat, and it's listener-supported WCMU, a service of Central Michigan University. So Miles Davis from Late 65 coming up as we get set to exit out here on this Saturday. Thanks, as always, to Nate Bauer for his great production work with us again and here into another go-round into 2018. Another from the vinyl collection now as we do a couple of tracks from Pat Metheny with Lyle Mays, Steve Rodby, Pedro Aznar, and Paul Wertico. This is the title cut to the 1984 album, The First Circle. guitarist Pat Metheny, both in the studio and on the road. We heard first the title cut to the 1984 album, The First Circle, and then to the concerts of 1982 and the 1983 release and 1984, a Grammy winner, the recording from Metheny and the band called Travels, and we heard Are You Going With Me? Here with Jazz, Blues, and More on the Beat, just about ready to cap off this first Saturday together in 2018. I'm David Nicholas. Thanks for your big ears, your creative souls. Catch you up again next week. Thanks to Nate Bauer for all of his work on the show this week, and happy anniversary to the show as we embark into another new year of the Beat. Late 65 and the great work done at the Plug Nickel in Chicago, Miles Davis and company as we head up and out here on the Beat. I'm
Thank you.